Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing into Indio Kingdom Come Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is our Friday night intercessory prayer with myself and Pastor Todd Clasia. She's on the line. I'm just bringing her on right now. And Pastor Todd Clasia, you're on. Let's greet the people. She's going to be wrapping up the intercessory prayer for us on tonight. But we're going to let her come on and greet you, even though you will be hearing her, a little later on. But Pastor, go ahead and greet the people.
Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And trust me, you won't be disappointed. You're going to get everything that you came on this line for. God is going to show up just for you on tonight.
Amen. I believe that. I receive that too. Amen. We come on here with an expectation, expecting God to move. When we pray, we know that what we pray for is already done. It's already answered. God is already working it out according to his word. We're praying by faith. Hallelujah. God, he just increased our faith. He is teaching us this week on faith and the power of faith and just the power of believing in your prayer and as you go before God, that we have to come before him with confidence, that we're coming before him with confidence and with surety, knowing that he's a mighty God, that he's hearing us. He said he hears the cry of his people, those that call upon the Lord. He shall hear. He shall answer us. He shall deliver us with a mighty hand. And so we're going into prayer on tonight, believing and pressing and knowing that whatever we ask God for in prayer, it is done. We shall receive it. So let's open up our hearts on tonight and our minds and put them towards God, put them towards heaven, towards kingdom things. We want to pray in the spirit. We want the spirit to give us utterance on tonight. Just give us utterance on tonight. You know exactly what we need. You know exactly what the people need that will be listening, that is listening, oh God. So, Lord, you take lead and let us decrease, oh God, but let your spirit increase in us even right now as we pray, as we come before you, oh God, as humble as we know, as humble as we can, oh God, submitting ourselves unto you, God, for we know that you are mighty, God, and that you can do all things. There's nothing that you cannot do, God. So, Lord, we thank you right now, and we come before you with thanksgiving and praise, oh God. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, oh God. And we just come and we're lifting up the people. We're interceding on their behalf on tonight, oh God, that you work it out. You work the situation with the enemy meant for bad, God. You turn it good, oh God. You turn it good for you. You turn it in their favor on tonight, and you said in your Bible that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper. You said that the enemy is defeated already. The enemy was defeated at the cross. The enemy was defeated when Jesus went down to hell and took the keys. Hallelujah. We thank God right now for our freedom. We thank God for our liberty on tonight, God, for you are a mighty God. You're an awesome God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, oh, Father God. We thank you for the washing of the blood right now that's purifying us even right now, the blood that is protecting us right now, protecting our homes right now, protecting our children, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, for the children are in your hands, oh, God. Lord, continue to cover us, oh, Father God. Continue to restore your church, oh, Father God. Continue right now to put a hedge of protection around us and everything that we own, oh, God. Lord, we know right now that you will deliver us out of the hand of our enemy right now, which our enemy is Satan. He is behind it right now. He's behind every person that is coming to attack us and to destroy us and to bring us down. He is the one that is behind the wicked, for he is the father of the wicked on tonight. And we rebuke you in the name of mighty Jesus, according to the word. When we call on that name, demons have to flee, for it is power in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. Satan, we destroy your works by the fire of God, even right now, through the power of the Holy Ghost. You are destroyed right now through the words that is coming out of our mouth. You are dismantled right now in the spiritual atmosphere right now. Wherever we dwell right now, the angels shall fight on our behalf. They shall go up into warfare on our behalf even right now to fight this battle as we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For the angels is taking charge over us right now, taking charge over our family right now, taking charge over our city right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go out, oh God, we are equipped, oh Father God, for this battle. We are armored up for this battle right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your word shall be in our mouth at all times, which is your sword right now, cutting down Satan in the name of Jesus. For he is under our foot right now, for we are crushing him right now, under our feet right now. He shall not survive. It shall not work against your people, against your church right now, for he is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. The power that is against your church against your people, against your children. Right now, we come against it with the power of God. For you have the greatest power. You are the greatest authority right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power over us. You must submit right now. You must flee right now. For we bind up everything that's not like God, and we loose the power of the Holy Ghost to be activated even right now, to go out right now and do exactly what it is said to perform right now, and according to your word, it shall not return back unto us void. But everything that we speak on tonight, God, it shall go out and perform exactly what it needs to perform. It will create what it needs to create. As you spoke it into existence at the beginning of the world, oh God, you have given us also the power to speak things, and it shall come. It shall come to pass, and we're speaking right now. We're speaking life to every situation. We're speaking life to every plan in the name of Jesus, every vision. We're speaking life to every dead plan, every dead vision, every dead hope, every dead dream. We speak life to it right now. They shall live, and they shall see their dreams come true. They shall walk in their calling in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything is laying dormant in them right now, oh God. Lord, stir it up right now, and every gift right now, oh God, let it come to the forefront right now, oh God. Let them be skilled, and right now, in the name of Jesus, let them be skilled in their instruments right now and what you've called them to do, oh Father God. Give them the intelligence. Give them the wisdom right now, oh God. Lord, that they may master their craft in the name of Jesus, that they may not be lazy, oh God, but they may work hard, oh God. You said a man that don't work will not eat, oh God. But, Lord, teach us to work. Keep our hands busy right now. Let us not slumber or sleep on your business, oh God. Let us go out and work, oh Father God, according to your will, according to your purpose, oh Father God, that we will separate ourselves from the things of this world and we will not be distracted, but we would keep our eyes on the kingdom on tonight. We would keep our eyes on what you have called us to, oh Father God. We will stick to the agenda. We will stick to the plan, the plans that you made, oh Father God, your will, oh God. Let your will be done on today, oh God, in our life, oh God, in the ministry, oh Father God, on our jobs, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God, in our children's lives, oh God. Lord, help us right now to raise them up, oh God, in you, oh God, so when they get older, they shall not depart, oh God. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God, on those that are coming against us, oh God, that you may change their hearts right now, and every enemy, every wicked one that is coming against your church right now. Lord, speak to their heart, oh God, that they may come to a place of repentance and sorrow right now and come to a place of shame in the name of Jesus, that will bring them to their knees in the name of Jesus, that they would have to go and apologize to the people that they offended and that they attacked and they tried to kill. But, Lord, we ask you on tonight, oh God, to have mercy right now, for they know not what they do. Just as Jesus was on the cross, he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Many of them know not what they do. They don't know really who we are, but God, reveal it to them. Just like you revealed yourself to Paul, you revealed yourself to Saul. Hallelujah. Lord, reveal yourself to the people. Open up their blind eyes right now. Open up their hearts to receive you, oh God. Send them the preacher, oh God, out into the world that will proclaim the gospel and the truth, oh God. For you said it's the truth that should set them free, oh God. We come against Pharaoh's spirits right now that would keep your people in bondage right now, under heavy burden right now. Lord, lift the burden up off your people. Loose the shackles right now, oh God, that they may not be shackled, oh God, that they may not be enslaved in their mind, oh God, to people, oh God, and controlled by people, oh God, but they would be in control by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, oh God, will move them, oh God, and operate through them, oh God. And we come against every demonic force right now that is living inside of our children right now. We speak right now, loose our children in the name of Jesus. Cover our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know exactly who they are, oh God. Lord, you deliver the children. Send them a Savior, oh Father God. Send them someone that can help them and pray with them, oh Father God. As their parents, oh Father God, don't want to come to the church house and they do not want any parts of you, oh Father God, but have mercy on the children, oh Father God. Send them help right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to them, oh God, especially angels by their beds right now in the name of Jesus. We're there, oh God, in their mind, oh God, and taking medication, Ritalin, and all type of things for the behavior, oh God. Lord, you help them, oh God. You deliver them, oh God. You set them free from the medications, oh God. You set their mind straight. You give them a sound mind right now. You heal their broken heart right now where the behavior is, they're acting up right now because they've been rejected and they've been abused, oh Father God. Lord, you send them the love that they need, oh God. For you are love, oh God. You give them the agape love, oh God, the unconditional love that they need, oh God. You send them the right parents, oh God. You deal with their parents' heart right now. Deliver their parents right now, oh God. Save their parents even right now, oh God. Let their parents' heart turn towards you, oh God. Send the preacher out into this dark world that is Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized that is able to change through the preached word, oh Father God, that would change the community through the preached word, oh God. Change their job through the preached word, oh God. Go up into the hospitals, oh Father God, in the prisons and change the people that they will call out to the Lord that they may be saved, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. But we are moving according to your spirit and according to your purpose, oh Father God. We will operate according to what you have called us to operate, oh God, not to this worldly system, oh God, but to the kingdom, oh God, to spiritual things. And Lord, we thank you on tonight for giving us insight, oh God, of spiritual things that we will not be blinded, oh God. So thank you right now, oh God, for opening up our eyes when we were blind, oh God, opening up our understanding when we did not understand, oh God, giving us the wisdom and direction and instruction through your word, oh God. We thank you right now for your word is a living word. Your word is active on tonight. Activate the word, oh God, on behalf of your people, oh God. Let your word be true according to what you say, oh God. It shall come to pass, oh God, for everything in this earth and this in the heavens shall pass away. But God, we know and we that your word shall not fall to the ground. Your word shall be fulfilled, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for you are a mighty God. There's none like you. You're Alpha and you are Omega, the beginning and the end of things, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for allowing us to be saved, and you saved a wrench like us, oh God. We thank you for having mercy on us. We thank you for forgiving our sins, oh God, day after day, oh God, when we don't think according to how we should think and when we don't speak how we should speak, oh God. Lord, you forgive us, oh God, as we repent, oh God. Lord, make us more like you. Continue to purify us, oh God. Continue to work on us, oh God, that we may be acceptable in your sight, oh God, that we may smell good in the midst, oh Father God, of your presence, oh God, that we may send up a sweet smell, a sweet aroma right now in your presence, oh Father God, that we won't stink, oh God, and it won't be a stench to your nose, oh God, but Lord, purify us and clean us and wash us in the blood even right now, oh Father God. Wash us of our sins right now. Purify us of our sins and our thoughts, oh God, and words, oh Father God, and our actions and our motives, oh God, that is not righteous, oh Father God. Help us to be righteous, oh Father God. Help us right now to get the hate out of our heart, oh God. Help us to forgive one another right now in the name of Jesus so that our sins can be forgiven. Help us to be right, oh God, and treat people right so that we would be treated right, oh God. Lord, help us, oh Father God, with our dispositions, oh Father God, our hearty spirits, oh God, and self-righteousness, oh God. We bring self-righteousness down, oh God, because we don't want you to humble us, oh Father God, but we come to humble ourselves in the midst of prayer, oh God. Lord, we are bringing ourselves low, oh God, because we don't want you to bring us low, oh God, so we bow low to you on tonight, oh God. What is you that is in control, oh God? It is you that did it, oh God. We can do nothing outside of you. What is your power that dwell within inside of us? It is your spirit Spirit that dwell inside of us, that keep us strong, oh God, and keep us upright and keep us from falling, oh God. And we thank you for that on tonight, oh God, that you are a God that will restore us, oh Father God, and bring us back from the dead, oh God, that you will speak life into us, oh God, when we are in the dark, oh God, and when we're on our deathbed spiritually, oh Father God, you will give us another chance, oh God. You will lay your hands upon us, oh Father God, and bring us right back to life. And God, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Go into the street corners right now, oh God. Go into the abandoned houses right now where they're doing drugs, oh God, and pull them out the drug house, oh God. Send them the help that they need, oh God. Take the taste out of their mouth right now. Take the desire out of their heart right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you do it right now. Go into the group homes right now and deal with the rebellion right now. Go into the prisons right now. Deal with the rebellion right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, go into Hollywood right now and deal with the Satans right now. In the name of Jesus, all the ones that is worshiping Satan, oh God, and bowing to Satan, oh God, and that is leading your people astray, oh God. Lord, we plead the blood against them even right now, oh God, that they're turning our youth away from you, oh God. We send right now the sword after them in the name of Jesus, destroying every demonic song right now, every demonic video right now. We come against it with the blood right now that is turning our children wicked and turning our hearts hard, oh God. Lord, touch them right now. Touch your children. Deliver them from the things that they have seen, oh God, the things that they have heard and they have witnessed, oh Father God. Purify the children right now. Bring back their innocence even right now in the name of Jesus. Even the children, oh Father God, that have been molested, oh Father God, and touched, oh God. Bring their purity back, oh God, that they may not be promiscuous, oh Father God, that they may not give themselves to anybody, oh God, but they will know who they are, oh Father God, that they will still know their worth, oh Father God, that they will not go out and prostitute, oh Father God, because they had no more self-dignity, oh Father God, and integrity. Oh, Father God, bring integrity back to the women, dignity back to your people, oh, Father God, that they may not even sin against their own bodies, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it for them, oh, God. Give them their self-worth. Show them their self-worth. Let them know that Christ died on the cross for them and their sins is forgiven, oh, Father God. Help us to forgive ourselves, oh, Father God, for the things that we have done, oh, God, and the mistakes that we have made in our life, oh, Father God, that we may not live our whole life in regrets, oh, Father God, of decisions that we have made in the past, oh, Father God. Lord, for they are gone. You said they are in our past, oh, God, and you remember them no more, oh, God. So help us to remember it no more, oh, God. No matter how many times the enemy throw it in our face, oh, God, we will be able to shield ourselves. The fiery darts that come our way, oh, God, we will be able to cover ourselves, oh, God, because we know that we are forgiven, oh, God. We will not be condemned by this world, oh, Father God. We will not, oh, God, bow to the things of this world and what they say about us, oh, Father God. We won't believe what they say, but we'll believe in the report of the Lord. We'll believe what the words say, what the Bible say about us, oh, Father God. So, Lord, continue, oh, Father God, to help us, oh, Father God, have revelation of your word and understanding of your word, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, Father God, and we come against every false teacher, every false preacher, every false apostle, every false prophet, in the mighty name of Jesus, every antichrist, in the name of Jesus, that your people's eyes will be open and they will not be deceived in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of deception and we release the spirit of truth on tonight, which is the Holy Ghost, that they may know truth and they will know what a lie is, and they will have discernment of spirits, and they will know that the spirit that they're dealing with and they're talking to is not of God, no matter how it looks, no matter what type of collar it have on, no matter what type of suit it have, they will see the wolf in sheep clothes, and they'll see right through it because they're not looking in the natural, but they're looking in the spirit. Oh, God, open up our spiritual eyes, oh, God, that we may see, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that we may discern their fruits, oh God. Yeah, that we may not walk in ignorance and be deceived, oh God, because they're smiling and they're quoting your word, oh Father God. For we understand that even Satan quoted your word that Satan was even in your presence, and Satan even know you, oh God, and that's why he tried to mimic you, oh Father God. But let us not be deceived, oh God, of the miracles and the signs that Satan, the false wonders that you talk about in the Bible. Let us not be fooled by them things, oh God, but let us understand and know what the glory of God and what God wonders are and what Satan cannot do. Satan can't control the stars, and he can't control the moon and the sun, oh God. But we understand that you are in control of this atmosphere in the universe, for you are the creator of the atmosphere in the universe, oh God. So we won't be deceived, oh Father God, with social media, oh Father God. We won't be deceived by scientists, oh Father God, but our eyes will be open in the name of Jesus, that we won't walk by sight, but we will walk according to faith. We'll walk according to your voice. We'll follow your voice. For you said a stranger voice we shall not follow. So we're following your voice on tonight, oh God. As our eyes, oh Father God, we may not can see you physically, oh God, but we know that you're there, oh God, because we know your voice, oh God. We know that you're leading us and you're directing us, oh God, into the right way, the right path, oh Father God, the right road. Oh God, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Lord, you draw all men to thee, oh Father God. You draw them, oh Father God, closer, oh Father God, that they may have relationship with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every synagogue of Satan, even right now. It's coming down in the name of Jesus. We're burning it up right now with Holy Ghost fire. Your black magic, it won't work. Your white magic, it will not work in the name of Jesus. Your rituals, it will not work. For God is blowing out your candles even right now. He's spreading your dust even right now. Your blood right now is tainted in the name of Jesus. Your blood splashing on the walls, it will not work. It is useless, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against every curse right now. We come against every windmill right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic figure right now, every satanic statue right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the incense right now and the sage right now. In the name of Jesus, the voodoo dolls, we plead the blood against you. The candles right now, we're blowing them out in the spirit, and we plead the blood right now. Every candle right now that have been lit in this region and in your region, we plead the blood in that area, in that community right now. We come against the forces of darkness right now in the neighborhood that you live in right now. Everywhere that you go, it would be the light burning up. Hallelujah. What is being hidden in the dark, oh God, it will burn it up. Let it be like fire as we walk through our community right now. When we talk, let it be like fire, Holy Ghost fire, consuming fire right now in the name of Jesus, unconsuming fire, unquenchable fire right now in the name of Jesus. We need you right now, oh God. We need that fire right now. We need the fire from heaven right now in the name of Jesus, destroying everything. It's not like God. Destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness right now and disease right now is being destroyed right now by the fire of God. We are healed right now in the name of Jesus. We are set free in our mind right now. Those that are depressed right now, those that are anxious and worrying right now, Lord, we come and we speak peace to their mind right now. They shall have sweet sleep. They shall lay down and not worry. They shall know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning in the name of Jesus, for their help is coming from the Lord. As they call on you, as we intercede on their behalf on tonight for every mother out there that needs you, oh God, we pray for them, oh God, to strengthen them. Every father, oh God, we pray that you strengthen them, oh Father God, and you deal with their hearts, oh God. Lord, you do it. You send them the help that they need on tonight, oh God. Every grandparent right now that is raising their grandchildren, give them the help. Give them the strength that they need, oh Father God. Give them the finances that they need, oh God, for you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We're
calling on the provider on tonight. God, provide for your people. God, take care of your people like you did in the Bible, God. You fed them, and they did not hunger, oh, Father God, but they wanted for nothing, oh, God. Their shoes didn't wear out, oh, Father God. They had a home. They had shelter, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it, oh, God. Lord, you fill up the storehouse, oh, Father God, that we may have plenty, and we had never run out in the midst of the famine, oh, Father God. Lord, help us and direct us, oh, Father God, in the midst of this war, oh, Father God, that is about to come, oh, God, and hit the land, oh, God. Lord, give us covering right now. Give us shelter right now, oh, Father God. Lord, protect us from what is about to come in the disease that is about to be loosed, oh, Father God. All the plagues, oh, Father God, that is about to be loosed. Mark your people according to the Bible, oh, God, that we may be covered right now, that we may be in a land filled with milk and honey, oh, God, that none of the plagues shall come nigh us. 1,000 shall fall at our left and 10,000 by our right hand, but none shall come nigh our dwelling. None shall touch our children. None shall touch our homes, oh, God. None shall touch our family, oh, Father God. Those that believe is safe on tonight. We are covered, oh, God. We are covered in your wings on tonight. We are soaring above the storm on tonight. Even though it's trouble in this world, oh, God, we have power to overcome, oh, God, but we are overcomers on tonight, oh, God. Lord, help us on tonight, oh, God, to destroy the plan of the enemy over our life, oh, God, for he is already destroyed. He is already defeated in the name of Jesus. He has to flee. He has to get out of our homes in the name of Jesus. He got to get out of our minds and out of our hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot dwell here. You cannot live here. You are not welcome in this place. You are not welcome nowhere that we go. You have to flee in the name of Jesus. Every house that we walk in, you got to scatter. You got to flee. You got to leave. Everywhere that we go, it's going to be safe. The people are going to be safe in the name, because they're covered right now. They're covered in the blood in the name of Jesus. As we lift them up and we intercede right now on behalf, oh God, of the people right now that is crying out right now in this region, is crying out and looking and searching for you and in need of help right now. Those that are in need, oh God, that are in lack right now, oh God. Lord, you give them exactly what they're lacking right now in the name of Jesus. And let them know that you did it, oh God, that you may get the glory, oh God. And we're thanking you in advance, oh God, for blessing the people, oh God, and feeding the hungry, oh God. We thank you for every house, oh God, that you place the homeless in, oh Father God. We thank you right now for every plate of food, oh Father God, that you put before us, oh God, that we won't go hungry, oh God, when there's other people, oh God, that have nothing to eat for days, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that we'll be able to help those, oh Father God, that are in need, oh Father God. Put it in our hands, oh Father God, and let us be faithful with you. Put in our hands, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, will honor, that we will honor you, oh God, in our giving, oh God, that we will honor you in the things that we do, oh Father God, in this world, and what you called us to do, oh Father God, that we'll give back to you, oh Father God, as you have given to us, oh God. And we thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you, oh God, for you called us, oh Father God, to what you called us for, oh Father God, for we won't take our hands off the plow, oh God, but we're thankful, God, and we're grateful, God, and we won't murmur, oh God, and we won't complain, oh God. We'll be content in the situation that we are in, knowing that you're going to bring us out, knowing that you are a deliverer, oh Father God, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. That same God that brought the Israel's up out of Egypt, you're the same God. The same God that brought them through the wilderness, you're the same God. You're the same God that crossed them over to Jordan, oh God, and you're going to do the same for us, oh Father God. For the inheritance belong to us, oh Father God. The promise belong to us on tonight, oh God. For those that believe, oh God, Lord, we thank you on tonight, because we are believers coming before you. We believe that you are who you say you are. We believe that Christ is on his way back, and he is coming back for those that eagerly await him. We you on tonight, oh God, for your word and the power of your word and the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you right now. We thank you for sanctification, oh God. We thank you for sanctifying us. We thank you for marking us, oh God, putting us seal on us, oh, Father God. We thank you for our name being written in the book of life, oh, God. We thank you for that on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness, oh, Father God. We thank you for that on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for picking us up, oh, Father God, out of the pit, oh, God, that we dug, oh, Father God. We thank you for that on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for delivering us from the trap of Satan and the trap of our enemies, oh, God, where they wish to come and kill, steal, and destroy, oh, God, but you protected us, oh, Father God, and you expose the enemy. You expose the plot and the plan, and you continue to expose conversations that is in rooms, oh, Father God. You do it, oh, Father God. You bring what's hidden in the dark, and you bring it to the light, oh, God, and we thank you for that on tonight, God. We thank you for not leaving us in the blind, oh, God. We thank you for not leaving us in the dark, oh, God. We thank you for giving us revelation, oh, God. We thank you for giving us discernment of spirits, oh, God, and we can discern, oh, God, and we can try the spirit by the spirit to see if that spirit have come from God, oh Lord. We thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you for you're a mighty God. You're awesome, God, and there's nothing that you cannot do. For you can do it all, God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for your covering, oh, God. We thank you for your mercy that you're having on us, oh, God. Even though the world is in chaos, oh, God, we thank you for protecting us, oh, God, from the chaos on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for helping us, oh, God, and not letting us be destroyed, oh, God, in the midst of destruction, oh, Father God, in the midst of the earthquakes, oh, Father God, in the midst of the wars that is going, oh, Father God, in the midst of the sickness, oh, Father God. God, Lord, we thank you for keeping us, oh, God, but we have made it through, oh, God, because of you, oh, God, not because of us, nothing that we did, oh, God, but it was you, oh, God, and we give glory on tonight to you, oh, God. We give honor to you on tonight, oh, God, for you are a mighty God, and there's no gods but you, so we come against every false idol right now, and in the name of Jesus, every altar that was built for Satan and to worship Satan, we plead the blood against it right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood against every devil worshiper right now that is praying against God's people and against God's church, every witch and warlock that have been assigned to the preachers and the churches and the children. We come against you right now. But the fire of God is against you right now. And we come in the name of Jesus. We come with the sword right now. And we come destroying right now everything that you designed, everything that you orchestrated right now for the church to be destroyed. We come against you and we destroy you. It backfires on you right now. We shoot it back to you right now. We're shooting arrows right now in the spiritual realm right now. We're destroying you, Satan, right now in the spiritual realm right now. We're treading right now on serpents and scorpions even right now. You're being destroyed. Your work is being destroyed right now against God's people. It will not work. They are covered and they're protected. Even the ones that don't know that they're being attacked in the spirit and they don't know how to fight, we're fighting on their behalf on tonight. We're interceding on their behalf on tonight. They shall win right now. On every Christian and every believer right now is going to win right now. They're being delivered and set free right now from your trap and your deception right now. They're being strengthened and renewed even right now. Every Christian that want to give up right now, everyone that's serving God that want to give up right now, that's walking by sight and not by faith right now. Lord, their faith is increasing right now. They're no longer walking according to flesh, but they're walking according to the spirit right now. Lord, let your spirit rise in them. Lord, pour your spirit out right now according to your word, oh God, that they may know you in the true and living God. We come against false gods, the antichrist, in the name of Jesus, for you are God. You are mighty. You are powerful. You're the one that's going to answer this prayer on tonight. You're the one that's activating it right now in the heavenly realm right now. You're the one that's given permission right now to release the blessings on your people right now and healing on your people right now. Lord, we thank you for showering us, oh God, with your blessings. We thank you for showering us with mercy and grace and giving us another chance, oh God, and not destroying us, oh Father God. We thank you that you're slow about coming back, oh God, that you wish that nobody go to hell, oh God, that you're giving us a chance, oh God, another chance to get it right, oh God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. We pray right now, oh God. We pray to you. You're the only one. You're the only true living God on tonight. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. I'm about to pass the mic. Hallelujah. We on fire on tonight. Hallelujah. Satan is being destroyed right now. In the name, I promise you, he's being destroyed right now. His plan and his plot is being destroyed. It won't work against your life because the power of prayer right now is destroying the work of the enemy right now and against your life, against your children, against your home right now, against your destiny right now. You're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to have joy. One tonight you didn't have peace. You might have been crying on tonight, but God said weeping may endure for the night, but joy should come in the morning because he's going to turn your situation around. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's going to work out in your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, God. But you're working it for our good. You're working it for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it's all done. In the name of Jesus. God said, I'm working it out. I'm working it out on your behalf. Hallelujah. I'm doing it. Hallelujah. Because you asked, hallelujah, I'm doing it for you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to work it out. I'm telling you right now, this is what saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for working it out in our favor. Yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. All right, Pastor Takwesha. Yes, God.
Father God, we thank you, God, for every prayer that was sent up right now, oh God. We come into agreement right now for every word right now that was spoken over your people, oh God. And we know, oh Father God, that as we're on this line, that you hear us, oh Father God. And Lord, that you're doing great and miraculous things for them, oh God, that you're bringing them out with your mighty strong hand. God, we trust you, oh Father God, for you love us, oh God. And on tonight, you want your people to know, oh Father God, that you're moving on their behalf, oh Father. Father God, that you're coming to show up for them, just for them, oh God. For you said when your people cry in distress, you deliver them out of their troubles, oh God. So we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for just making ways out of no ways, oh God. Lord, right now we're trusting in you, oh Father God. We know that everything that we do, oh Father God, is all for your glory, oh God. Lord, that none of it is in vain, oh Father God. I know that your people, oh Father God, are stressed, oh Father God. They're anxious, they're weary in God. But we pray on tonight that the peace of God will rest on them, oh Father God, that they won't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will work itself out, oh God. Lord, we know, oh Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh Father God, and that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. You're going to show up for your people, God. We shall not lack in the mighty name of Jesus, for we are sons and daughters of a king. We are royalty, oh God. So we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that we will not be poor, oh Father God, in our finances, in our mindset right now. Lord, I thank you on today, oh God, that you will renew our minds on tonight, oh Father God. Give us a mind that was in Christ Jesus, oh God. Help us to focus only on the things that are just and the things that are true, oh Father God. We come against every lie of the enemy, oh God. We come against every thought that's not like God. We cast down every imagination on tonight that's coming against the knowledge and the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying right now that we will be sensitive to what is going on in the spirit realm, oh God, that we will protect, oh Father God, our anointing, oh God, our eye gates and our ear gates, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, and we will be mindful of what we listen to, oh God, and what we say, oh Father God. For you said it's not what goes in the man that defiles him, but it's what comes out, oh Father God. Help us to bridle our tongue, oh God. Help us to be slow to speak and quick to hear, oh God. For you said kind words turneth away wrath, oh Father God. And you said, oh Father God, we will be judged for every word that came out of our mouth, oh God. So help us right now, oh Father God, to have a godly response, oh God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to not react in the flesh, oh Father God, but to respond in the spirit, oh God. For you already told us that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, oh God. So right now, help us to focus on the spirit, oh God. Help us to come against the enemy, oh God, that is behind the problem, behind the person, behind the issue right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you are doing it, oh Father God, for your people, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you are blessing them right now, oh God, that you're bringing them out, oh Father God, out of every situation, oh God, that they saw no way out, God. You made a way out of no way just for them, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're pulling them out of darkness, oh God, out of depression, oh Father God, out of anxiety, oh God, out of worry, oh Father God, out of anxiousness right now, oh God. You're giving them peace right now in the midst of every storm, God. We thank you on today, God, that you're renewing their mind, oh God, that you're regulating their emotions right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that on tonight, oh God, Lord, we're trusting you, oh Father God. We're putting all our focus and our love into you, oh Father God. Give the people a heart to love you and to want to serve you, oh God. Give them a heart to choose you each and every day, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now that we will have a heart, oh Father God, that is compassionate for your people, oh God, a heart that forgives, oh God, a heart that loves our enemies, oh God, a heart that is faithful and obedient to your word, oh Father God, a heart that doesn't sin against your commandments, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're teaching us how to be grounded and rooted in your word, oh God, that you're teaching us not to waver in our faith, oh Father God. You're teaching us, oh Father God, to stand firm and flat-footed, oh Father God, with hind feet, oh Father God, that we won't be tossed to and fro with every wind and every false doctrine, God, but we will stand on your truth, oh God, that we will stand on your unadulterated gospel, on your word right now, oh Father God, the one true living word, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're molding us into the men and women of God you have called us to be, oh God. You're giving us spiritual longevity, oh God. You're giving us endurance, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endureth to the end, oh God. We thank you for giving us endurance in this walk with you, oh God. We thank you right now that you're empowering us, oh God. You're equipping us, oh Father God. You're anointing us right now to do your will, oh Father God, to walk in our purpose, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, we're praying to you, oh God, that we don't want to be caught with our work undone, oh Father God. I pray right now that we will put our hands to the plow and we will not remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we will work while it is still day, oh Father God. For you said when night cometh, no man can work, oh God. So we're praying that we will work, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, while you're allowing us, oh God. I'm praying right now, oh Father God, that we will stay focused on you, oh Father God, and we will stay focused on the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that you will remove the distractions, the hindrances, and the stumbling blocks right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we will fortify our spirit and kill our flesh, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us, oh God, from any desires that are not from you, oh God, any worldly desires, oh Father God. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, and we would just, oh Father God, seek after your will, oh Father God. Not our will, but your will be done, oh Father God. We're giving you a yes on tonight, oh God. A yes in our spirit, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're surrendering it all to you, oh Father God. Every problem, every situation right now, we put it in your hands, oh God. But we know that it's too hard for us, oh God. So we pray on tonight, oh God, that you will hear us on tonight, oh God. Every prayer, every supplication that's being sent up to you, oh God, we're praying right now that you would do it on our behalf, oh God. For you said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, oh Father God. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not, oh God. So we're bringing it to you, oh Father God. I'm praying right now, oh Father God, that you would have your way. I'm praying that we will make you proud, oh Father God, that we will humble ourselves before you, knowing, oh Father God, that thus we came and thus we shall return, oh Father God. We know, oh Father God, that we can't do it without your spirit, oh Father God. But you said it's not by power or by might, but it's by your spirit, God. We need your spirit on tonight. We need your Holy Ghost on tonight, God. We need a refilling, oh God. We need fresh wind and fresh fire on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now, oh God, that we will get serious in our walk with you, oh Father God, that we will seek your face daily, oh Father God, that we will seek you with every decision in our life, oh Father God, every choice, oh God. We're praying on tonight for godly wisdom, oh Father God, to make better better decisions, oh, Father God, to make better choices right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that you would just have your way, oh, God, that you would renew our minds, oh, Father God, and change our perspective, God. Heal us, oh, Father God, so that we can make better decisions, oh, God. Heal us on today, oh, Father God. Deliver us, oh, God, from any bitterness and resentment, oh, Father God, for things just not going the way that we wanted them to, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, that we're really allowing your will to be done, oh, Father God, that we're giving up control, oh, Father God, for our life is not our own, and it belongs to you on tonight, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we're crying out, oh, Father God, and we're asking, oh, Father God, that change will come, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make us more like you, oh, Father God, that we will see ourselves as you see us, oh, Father God, that we will be bold and courageous, oh, God, that we will be strong in you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No, we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, that you're touching each and every person on this line, oh, Father God, that they will feel your anointing, oh, God, that they will feel your presence right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the Holy Spirit will comfort them, oh, Father God, that you will wrap your arms around them right now for whatever that they're going through, oh, God. Let them know that their help comes from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let them know that the love that they're seeking comes from the Most High God, that only you can give them agape love. Only you can fill the void. Only you can mend every broken place in their spirit, oh God. Only you can put the pieces back together again for them, oh God. In the name of mighty Jesus, Lord, have your way, oh Father God. Have your way, oh God. Hover over them on tonight as you hover over the waters, oh God. Lord, we're praying right now, oh Father God, that you will be their peace, oh God, for you are the Prince of Peace, oh God. Be their counselor on tonight, oh God. Be their buckler and their shield right now, God. Be their fortress in the name of Jesus. Lord, hide them in your bosom, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that your will be done, oh Father God, that you will break every chain, oh God. Deliver them from every stronghold, oh Father God, every mind binding spirit, oh God, every spirit of control right now, and deception and manipulation, break it in the name of Jesus. Loose your truth right now, for you said the truth shall set them free, God. They need your truth, oh God, no matter if it hurts, oh God, no matter if it breaks their heart, oh God. You do it, oh Father God, as long as it brings deliverance, oh God, as long as it brings healing, oh God, as long as it strengthens them, oh Father God. Have your way, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I pray that there will be a breaking in the spirit, oh Father God, so you can realign our focus, oh Father God. Lord, separate us from the world, oh Father God. Separate us from everything that's not like God, everything that we was taught that's not like you, oh Father God. Renew our minds, oh Father God. Give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding, God. Give us revelation, oh Father God. Lord, I'm praying that you will reveal to us, oh Father God, who you are, oh Father God. We want to know you, oh Father God, on a personal level, God. We want to know you deeper, oh God. We want to call you friend on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we want to call you Father, oh God. We want to call you, oh God, the great physician. God, help your people to experience every name that you are, oh Father God. For you said, I am the great I am that I am, oh Father God. And we thank you on tonight, oh Father God. And we're praying that we can experience you, oh Father God, in every way, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't box you in, that we won't limit you, oh Father God, that we would trust you to do miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, that we would trust you to do the impossible, oh Father God, that we would trust that you can do what we couldn't do, oh Father God, in our own strength, God, but we know in you we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, oh God. For you said if God be for us, then nothing can stand against us, God. We thank you on today that you're bringing us out, oh Father God, that we will never be the same again, oh Father God, that we will be stronger in you, oh Father God, that we will be fortified right now, oh Father God, that we will connect to like-minded spirits, oh Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, Lord, right now, thank you that we are praying, oh, Father God, without ceasing, oh, Father God, that we're watching as well as praying, oh, Father God, that we're being sober-minded and vigilant, oh, Father God. Lord, I'm praying right now that you would deliver us from temptation and deliver us from evil on tonight, oh, Father God. I'm praying, oh, Father God, that our light will shine in every dark place, oh, Father God, that everything being done in the dark concerning us and our life and our families and our ministry, God, you bring it into the marvelous light, God. We thank you that you're exposing every plot and every plan of the enemy, oh God, for the Holy Ghost is all-knowing, and there's nothing that will happen without us knowing, for you said warning comes before destruction. So we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you're destroying every work of the enemy, God, that you're destroying every demonic covenant, oh God, that you're breaking the generational curses, oh Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, and I'm asking on today, oh God, that you would touch your people, oh God, deliver them, oh God, from every occult, oh God, deliver them from every demonic group, oh God, deliver them, oh Father God, from the new age witchcraft, oh God, deliver them right now, oh God, from everything that is not like you, oh Father God, reveal to them your truth, oh Father God. Lord, we praying right now that you would expose the plan of the enemy, oh Father God, Lord, that they will be set free, oh God, and delivered from the pits of hell on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're praying that they will choose salvation and they will choose life, oh Father God, for you said choosing this day who you gonna serve, oh Father God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, for your people making a decision on tonight, God, for your people turning their hearts and their minds back to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that your people shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Most High God. They shall have life and have life more abundantly, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're doing the impossible right now, oh Father God, that you're doing things, oh Father God, that people have been praying for years and years and years, oh Father God. We thank you right now that prayers are being manifested, oh God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, right now we giving it all over to you, oh God. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for just loving us, oh God, for just keeping us, oh God, for just blessing us, oh God, for even listening to us on this prayer line on tonight, God. You hear us, oh God. You hear every situation, every problem, God. You see every tear, God, and you're working it out just for us, oh God. We thank you right now that you're giving hope to your people, oh Father God, that you're strengthening them, oh Father God, to fight another day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for that, God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, when we don't know which way to go, God, you help us, oh God. We're thanking you right now, oh Father God, for when we're down to our last dime, God, you make a way, oh God. You make the ends meet, God. And we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for keeping us afloat, oh God, for not allowing us to throw in a towel, God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, when we pray that last prayer, God, if you don't change this, God, I don't know what's going to happen. And you show up and you hear us in our distress, God. And we thank you right now, oh Father God, for even delivering us from ourselves, oh Father God, from every ignorant decision that we've made, oh God, from every ignorant thing that we said, oh Father God. You deliver us, and we thank you, for you say your people perish from a lack of knowledge, God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to be careful with our tongue, God, for you said life and death lies in the power of our own tongue, oh Father God. So we're praying right now that we would just be slow to speak and quick to hear, oh Father God. Lord, I thank you right now, oh Father God, for just blessing everyone, oh Father God. Lord, we're praying on tonight that they will have sweet sleep, oh God. We bind up every tormenting spirit, every spirit of mirror, every night terror on tonight. We bind up every voice that is not the voice of God in the name of Jesus. We cast down the thoughts that are not sent by God. We bind it up, oh God, and we cast it down to the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus to return no more. And we're praying that they will have a sound mind and perfect peace, God. We're praying that they will have clarity, oh God, no confusion, for for you are not the author of confusion, but of love, peace, and of a sound mind. Lord, we're praying that they won't have fear, oh God, that they won't be fearful to succeed, that they won't be fearful to love again, oh God, that they won't be fearful to trust again, oh Father God, to let their guards down with you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, deliver them from the defense mechanisms, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, have your way on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, take out the stony heart and give us all a heart of flesh so that we may feel in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for a renewed mind, a changed perspective, a purified heart, oh God, clean hands and a pure heart and an upright spirit on tonight. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, I'm praying that we would just continue to submit to your will and your way and obey you, for you said obedience is better than sacrifice, God. So we just thank you right now in advance for everything that you're about to do for your people, God. We just thank you in advance for the manifestations of every prayer, oh Father God, as long as it's according to your will, God. We thank you right now for the blood that is covering and protecting us and shielding us, God. Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we thank you guys for tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. And just trust and believe that when you come on this line, believe in your heart that these prayers are real and they are not in vain, and that God is listening and that God sees you even when you're praying, you know, in the midnight hour and you're praying in your prayer closet. God does hear you and the things that you're bringing up to him that you need help with. He is listening and he's going to make a way for you. And ask God to give you the strength to accept whatever that may be, however it may come, because sometimes we don't receive it because it don't come the way that we expect. We cannot tell God how to bless us. We cannot tell God how to deliver us and bring us out and how to heal us. We just have to trust the process because we're praying for faith. But then when God removes everything that we was relying on, we get upset. But we prayed for faith. And when we're praying for strength, we get upset when God put us in a difficult battle. This is when God does his best work. Allow God to bring you out. Allow God to do it. Don't despise the process. God is doing it. It may not be the way you think. It may not look the way you thought it should, but God is doing it. Allow God to be God. He is able, he is willing, and he is ready. We love you with the love of God. We love you, but God loves you more. And we thank you for just coming in agreement with this prayer for all of us on tonight. We're coming together as a body of Christ to defeat the enemy, to come against the assignments and the attacks over God's people. We're coming together to speak life. We have enough people speaking death and darkness all over this world, but it's time to speak life. It's time to put the word into the atmosphere and activate it by faith so that it can go out and perform everything that God said it would. It's time for us to walk in our power and our authority and our dominion, because we are kingdom kids and there's nothing that we can have according to God, because we're his children and there's nothing good that he will withhold from us. So just keep your faith. Don't give up. The fight is not over yet, but God is on our side, and we will have the victory. You guys have a blessed night.
Good night. Awesome prayer.